Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a very busy Monday here on the show. We got a lot to talk about. Raw is tonight. It is the Fallout show from ESPN's WrestlePalooza debut this weekend. And, of course, we also had the AEW All Out pay-per-view. The Dynamite show coming up on Wednesday will be their Fallout show. So we're going to tell you about all of that here tonight. We got both shows to talk about as well. We got a lot to talk about in terms of what happened at WrestlePalooza and All Out, including that John Cena-Brock Lesnar match, which as soon as it ended, I thought I know where this is going. Well, apparently not. So we'll tell you about that here today, as well as all of the news coming out of the show. We got a bunch of injury updates we're going to kick off the show with after the break. And then we've got all sorts of news. The ticket prices for both nights of WrestleMania 42, which wait till you hear these, everybody. We got a new inductee into the TNA Hall of Fame. We got some New Japan updates if you're an English-speaking, which I guess you would be if you're listening to this show, because otherwise you wouldn't understand the word I'm saying, but they've made some changes. We got NXT wrestler heading to Japan, an ID talent pregnant, and some people returning from injury, and plenty more. We're going to be joined, as always on Monday, by Filthy Tom Lawler. If you'd like to text us here today, you're welcome to do so, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with all the news of Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. And Tom is here. He asked me during the break, are we going to review these shows? And I said, yeah. And then he what did you say? I threw you under the bus last week telling you to review that show at the last second?
Yeah, on Wednesday. You threw me under the bus, put me on the spot, told me to review NXT.
You know what's funny?
In depth.
All I try and do is just like be a nice guy, and I'm long suffering. I had a fellow who
there's nothing about you that's long.
They quit the site and they sent in the feedback about what they were upset about, and they were like, Brian just doesn't care anymore. He just gives up and makes everyone else do the work.
Well, like, yeah. That's no different
second.
Than the
Hold
beginning.
On a minute. Hold on a minute. If you want me to interview or to review the shows on every single one of these, I'll do it, dude. You'll have nothing to say for an hour. I'm sitting here trying to I let Vinny review the shows when he's on the show. Like, I throw it to people so like they could do something. Otherwise, I'll just sit here and talk for an hour. Who wants that?
Brian, that's fine, but it's a departure from the normal way that you handle the NXT.
Well, I know.
But now that I know... I will come prepared.
I'm going to let you do more. You don't have to write, like, copious notes. I don't want to, like, put you to work like that. But it's like, I'm giving you something to talk about. I'm trying to give Lance something to talk about.
You got no clue. You have no idea how many freaking
notes. I do know, because I've heard you do your reports. I'm like, are you writing the newest testament here? What are we doing?
I'm Seth Rollins of notes. I'm a visionary. I got too many freaking things going on.
Okay, we got a few things before we get into everything else. I do have to talk now, so give me a break. So, at WrestlePalooza, the opening match was Brock Lesnar and John Cena, and they went back to what they did in, like, whatever that year was, where Brock just squashed the guy. And I watched this match, 8-minute squash. Cena got, like, 5 moves in, maybe, and he got killed. And Brock just murdered him, and then Brock leaves, and all these children are crying. So I was like, okay, well, I think we know who Cena's last opponent is going to be. He's going to have to slay this beast. Can he climb that mountain and beat Brock on the way? Well, as of this weekend, I am told that this is it. There isn't going to be another Brock Lesnar-John Cena match. That was their last match, and Brock is not his final opponent, so I don't know what to say now. I thought, why would you do a match like that unless, like, John Cena's going to, like, climb that mountain afterwards? But apparently that's not the plan. They just killed him. So I think Brock is probably going to be heading for a title shot or something like that. Then we've got the Jey Uso story. Jey Uso on the show threw a chair shot to the back of Bron Breakker. The chair ricocheted off Bron's back and into Jey's head and split him from here to here. This dude is bleeding everywhere. And he's stumbling around, and his brother has to help him up and all that. And they quickly go to the finish.
LA Knight is screaming, "Spear! Go to the spear!"
Yeah, it was bad. So after the show, I was told that Jey was in concussion protocol. And I should clarify that what that means, anytime someone gets split open and is bleeding everywhere out of the head, it's an automatic concussion protocol. And what that means is they're put in concussion protocol and they cannot return to television until they're cleared. Doesn't mean they have a concussion. It's just an automatic thing. And I want you all to listen very carefully, okay? As of this morning, WWE claims that he's fine, which sounds to me like he's been cleared. Okay? Now, I bring that up because that's what they said. But they also said that Tiffany Stratton was not injured. Okay? Now, Tom, you watched that SmackDown match. I watched that SmackDown match. She did a moonsault off the post. She smashed her head on the ground. They also quickly went to the finish. And then, you know, she was scheduled to wrestle on Tuesday. They removed her from the match. Now they're claiming she was never hurt, okay? But this story is that the three-way scheduled for next week's SmackDown was supposed to be on this ESPN show.
It was even on the promotional advertising, on the shirts.
Yes, yes. They claim, I think Nick Khan claimed, that it was pulled because they ran out of time. Okay.
Tiffany Stratton's agent also said
okay.
that.
Listen, everybody. Tiffany was hurt. I presume she's going to wrestle on Friday. It was not pulled because they ran out of time. It was pulled because she was not cleared. So, color me skeptical whenever they talk about anyone's injury status or anything like that. But that's the reason it wasn't on the show, okay? All of these PLEs they've been doing, they've all been five-match shows. If you watched the show, like, everything went... I mean, the John Cena match was 8 minutes. I mean, if they wanted it on the show, it would have been on the show. It wasn't on the show because she wasn't cleared. I don't know why that's such a big deal, but apparently it is. And I'm not throwing anyone under the bus, just telling you that's what's going on here. So there's also Piper Niven. And Fightful Select reported she is out with an undisclosed injury. I think we had reported that previously. But I guess they wrote, we didn't hear what the specific injury was, just that they don't know how bad it is at this point. And that is all true. But I can also tell you there's concern that it could be career ending. So whatever it is, I mean, it's serious. So hopefully she can come back, but she is out due to injury. And I guess now we can wait till later in the day when everyone claims she's actually not hurt. And it's just a storyline that she's been sent in as a special assignment by Chelsea Green.
Chelsea is taking applications for new members of the Secret Hervis online. So
yes. So all the best to everybody who is hurt. Like... It would be okay if we just acknowledge people were hurt so we could, like, wish them our best, but it has to be a secret half the time. Are you listening to music?
No.
Am I losing my mind?
Well, that's for sure.
All right. We'll get into some more news, and we'll do the reviews here. So, according to PW Insider, we've got ticket prices for both nights of WrestleMania 42. If you want to sit in section A1 on the floor... It will cost you, I like how they do this, $8,998. Not 9,000. You save $2. $8,998 for Section A1 on the floor. Section B on the floor is $3,868 per ticket. Section R101 is $2,200 per ticket. The 100 level ranges from $1,200 to $1,500 per ticket. The 200 level ranges from $1,100 to $1,300. The 300 section is $1,200. And the 400 section is $854.15 each. That's before Ticketmaster and handling fees.
That's for one night?
It's two-day tickets.
It's a little bit easier, bit more palatable.
I guess. But, I mean, who's going – who is – listen, it's a fly-in show. Who's flying in for one night? Like, this is what you got to pay if you're going. It's the way it's working.
Who can handle more
unless
than one
you
night?
Unless you can't afford it, which
– you got to be a freak.
Yeah. So
to do 2 days of WrestleMania back to back? Who are you?
Well,
show your faces.
Listen, the tickets. We need to see how many tickets go first, okay? Because you know these are very, very high prices, and they flat out said, you know, we can charge a lot more, so we're gonna. It's all about the money, and if no one buys tickets, they'll lower the prices. They're not gonna have an empty building. So I think what's going to happen is a lot of people are not going to buy tickets immediately, and they're going to wait and wait and wait for them to fall. But hey, who knows? Maybe these will all go instantly. We'll see. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So apparently there's also a story online that Randy Orton was, they pitched Randy Orton to interfere in the Drew versus Cody match, which would have cost Cody the title on accident, and Drew would have won the title. I was told there's absolutely nothing to that story. Not true. So... why don't we, what do you want to start with, Tom?
Your call. Dealer's choice.
Go for it.
What?
Just pick this one and like go.
This is like flipping the coin.
Yeah.
You don't understand how this works?
Yeah, you, well, I don't know how a coin flip works, so you flip it.
Since you're talking about WrestlePalooza, why don't we just start there, huh?
Go for it.
There was an awesome opening video package with quite a bit of Vince McMahon footage, actually.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Stephanie going into the Hall of Fame. I think someone might be back for that one. Just saying.
Linda?
No. You know who I'm talking about. Vince!
So they showed some crossover stars between wrestling and the other sports, vice versa. Shaq, Dennis Rodman. They showed people getting slammed on the football field. There was a spectacular pyro show. And then Triple H let us know that sports are entertainment. They always have been, always will be. He walked to the ring, said we are about to witness the final form of sports entertainment, which I know is a phrase you will absolutely love to call back on for years to come.
Yeah, when's that meteor hitting?
Welcome to WWE, welcome to ESPN, and welcome to WrestlePalooza. Then Pat McAfee showed up. Because we're in Indianapolis. He got a huge ovation, had a great presentation, superstar presentation. And then he left the broadcast just during the middle of the show. You know what's up with that? He's just tired?
Maybe he probably had to catch a flight. He's got 77 jobs.
Yeah, he really didn't. I mean, like, I like Pat McAfee, but he didn't add a whole bunch to the commentary on the matches. He was, you know, almost a non-factor, but good to see him out there. Cena... then face off with Brock. Cena had a fantastic entrance. Probably the best part of the match for John Cena. Came out with a ton of little kids dressed like him, doing his taunts, doing the you can't see me. Then, as they got ready to do the match, Paul Heyman came in from the shadows. As much as a 400-pound man could sneak up into the ring, he did. And he did the introduction for Brock Lesnar. Lesnar murdered Cena with what, 7 F5s, gave one to the ref for good measure.
Yeah.
And left.
Yeah, it was one-sided shellacking, as they used to call it. And I guess Brock is maybe next for Cody, because he's a SmackDown guy. So, that was that. You can't win them all on your way out, I guess, is the story we were supposed to learn as viewers here.
Well, I mean, this has been the story of John Cena versus Brock Lesnar for the majority of their time, has it not?
Yeah, he won the first
Brock
match
Lesnar
when he came back from
the UFC. Dominating him, beating the crap out of him. So I think they just went with Old Faithful. Yeah. You know, hey, this is how John Cena's career went, and this is how it's going to go again. The Usos reunited once again to take on the Visions, Braun and Bronson. LA Knight as a special guest. There was a long yeet segment before the match took place. We already kind of talked about this. Jimmy got the heat. Jay got the hot tag. LA Knight was letting pretty much anything go. They hit the 1D on Braun, and he was, in fact, not done. The one and done did not finish him. Bronson went for a moonsault. Ill-advised. He missed. Jimmy hit a swanton breaker with a spear. Jay hit him with a spear. Uso splashed, but Braun kicked out. Jay dove at Knight and Reed. almost hit Knight with a chair, and then hit Braun. That's where the chair rebounded off this man's extremely muscular back.
Yeah.
And cut Jay open immediately. He was bleeding all over the place. Breaker hit a spear on Jay, a double spear that sent both the Usos through a table, and Reed landed the tsunami to pick up the win.
Yep, it's pretty much what everybody... Actually, I think I predicted every match on this show. The, you know, they're going strong with Braun and Bronson, and...
Well, I thought I was running the review here. We don't have time.
I can throw in a comment here. And they're clearly continuing
this the cover.
Jay-Jimmy LA feud, which I'm sure will continue tonight.
Stephanie Vaquer defeated Io Sky for the women's title. These two are great, so I'm expecting nothing different. And I got nothing different. This was a great match. The story of it, I guess, was that Io took her knee pads down. At the end, she hit some offense surrounding that. Double knees in the corner with no knee pads. A running knee strike with no knee pad. Missed the moonsault off the top. Could not recover due to the pain from her exposed knees. Vaquer hit a twisting moonsault. Got the win. Went in the crowd. Her father raised the belt high above her above his head in the front row.
It was his birthday this weekend.
Super proud. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great moment. Great
excellent match.
Excellent match
and excellent psychology. This is the best thing on the show by miles. Great match.
Easily.
Yes. Better than most of the matches on All Out, if we're being honest. At least, maybe not half of them, but it was way up there.
We had the mixed tag. AJ Lee insanely over. As I thought this, I mean, I heard you and Dave say you didn't think it had great heat, but I thought this entire match was pretty over.
The Punk and AJ match?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember saying that.
This had a long heat segment where they kept AJ Lee out with a few false tags before she came in. And they went to a bunch of spots where they each did each other's signature moves, did their own signature moves. They ended up outside on the table reversing each other's attempts at signature moves. AJ Lee got thrown into Punk and Rollins, and the table collapsed underneath them slowly. And then AJ Lee blocked a manhandle slam attempt, locked in the Black Widow standing octopus hold, and got the submission win over the man, Becky Lynch.
There were very mixed reviews for this match. Like, some people thought it was great. Some people absolutely hated it. I thought it was a great story. I thought the execution was very hit or miss. I thought it went too long. But overall, I thought it was I would classify it as a long success that probably should have been shorter. And AJ needs to remove striking from her repertoire. Other than that, she looked fine.
Everything was built to very well.
Yes.
But this is the curse of modern wrestling because, I mean, All Out suffered from it even worse. Not every match needs to be long. We don't need every match to be approaching 20, 30 minutes if they're in the co-main event, main event, or even lower on the card spot. And oftentimes, lately, that's been exactly what we get.
Well, very quickly, the reason they went so long here is because they honestly felt it was the main event of the show. And every segment they do on TV is like 10 minutes longer than it needs to be to get as much exposure for them as they can. And for All Out...
Why wasn't it the main event?
That's a great question. It should have been the main event.
That when I saw that report about Cody being costed the title by Randy Orton, I thought it makes perfect sense because why else was that match last?
No, but that wasn't true. They wanted the title on last. It's ESPN. I don't know. But the thing I was going to say very quickly is the All Out went long just to run into this show. They got to just go head-to-head. We got to get the answer. I'll talk about that later.
We had the Steph Hall of Fame induction. I thought this was cute. I'm in the same boat with you, Brian. I think this was legit because she did not look like she knew what was going on when Taker was out there asking her if that seat was taken.
Nah, I bought it.
Yeah. Good moment. And we had the main event angle, or the main event match, I should say. Cody Rhodes beat Drew McIntyre. The match was built around giving Drew some complaining points as he lost somewhat clean. Took most of the match, took the buckle pad off. This led to the ref missing a pinfall attempt, and Drew got a long count on it. Drew eventually hit the buckle himself. He took control of the match, but He went to kick Cody's head through the announce desk once again. The ref gets in the way. Why? After all that we see in these matches, the ref says, now, this is too much. We can't let this go on. We just saw three people go through a table. We can't let Cody Rhodes, the world champion, possibly get his head kicked. Gets in the way. Drew pushes him, goes for it anyways. Cody moves. Drew gets back in the ring, collapses as he goes for the Claymore on the injured leg. Cody with a super Cody cutter, the crossroads, gets the win, celebrates to end the show. As we mentioned, no real big angle afterwards at the post show. During the post show, Cody and Rollins had a face off where they held their belts up and kind of stared each other down. And I guess that's to set up their impending match for the Crown Jewel Championship coming up in 3 weeks in Perth,
yes,
Western
Crown
Australia.
Crown Jewel in Perth is
beautiful great. City.
Yeah,
I went there a few years ago to wrestle Low-Ki, and what a fantastic place! I would love to go back anytime.
Maybe we loved should it. Go to Perth. How much do you think those tickets are?
Less than WrestleMania.
8,000.
Less than WrestleMania.
Hey, I got to say, we're going to do the All Out report after the break, but we don't have the numbers yet, but it looks like All Out did very well. And now I've seen everyone just say, oh, it's because of the afternoon. It's because they went in the afternoon that it did so well.
It's, I got a
it's
number
because
for you.
The fans were going to buy the show regardless of whether WWE was running a show on the same day or not. Now I'm going to have to keep hearing it was all because of the afternoon. It was all because of the afternoon. So at this point, I am begging WWE to put a show head-to-head with them in the afternoon so we can, in fact, find out that if you are an AEW sicko, you're going to buy the AEW pay-per-view, even if there's an ESPN show on the same day or head-to-head. Back in a moment with a review. Observer Live.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, before we, it's hard because, you know, this is like a chat and it's our subscribers or whatever. But I do have to say that I am kind of actually astounded by how many people this weekend just gave up and got a VPN to watch the WWE show. Like, I don't know if it translates into the real world, but man, it was a lot of people. All thanking Stephanie McMahon, by the way. At least they can report higher Netflix numbers. All right. Take us through this all-out show. It's a lot to get into in 14 minutes.
Boy, is it ever. 100, Brian, are you ready for this? 179 plus minutes of wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Run this show.
Yeah.
179 plus minutes. That's over 3 hours. How long did the actual show go? Do you know?
5 hours.
5 hours. That's it?
The main
because
show.
I switched over.
The main show was 5 hours, and the pre-show was another hour on top of that.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I know the pre-show had some long matches as well, but I mean, what I saw, you know what? I actually did miss one match, Brian. Out of all the matches I missed, Okada, Takeshita, and Mascara Dorada.
Actually, that match was awesome.
That's what I heard, but I didn't have time to go back. I didn't even have time to watch any Turkish Oil wrestling this weekend.
Dude, we got 13 minutes left. Get going.
I'll get through it. You give it up. FTR took on Cope and Christian. Backstage, our hometown heroes ran into a hockey legend, the Trailer Park Boys, Bubbles, and the Green Bastard, which, hey, I had to look up. I had no
clue
what the hell was going on.
And I don't know sports, obviously, but I was like, are they even going to explain who this guy is? No clue for us at home.
Well, he wasn't a sports guy. He was from the Trailer Park Boys comedy show.
I see.
From 30 years ago. Cope did John Cena's moves. Crowd went nuts. Stokely interfered. Beth Phoenix showed up to neutralize him. FTR hit their finishers on Cope, but he kept kicking out. And then Christian grabbed the leg of Dax. Cope hit a spear and pinned Cash.
Good match with a lame finish. That's what I thought. They had Copeland kick out of like 75 big moves, and he hits one spear and wins. Like, that was anticlimactic. It was a good match, though.
The patriarchy helped FTR cuff Cope to the ropes, and then they pile drove Christian and Beth. Eddie Kingston beat Big Bill. This was
largely he did, Tom.
Nothing match. Eddie got beat up, one with a glancing blow from a spinning back fist.
I think Tony actually said he missed.
Tony Schiavone said he missed.
Yeah.
And then Brian goes, well, I think he touched him right on the right spot on the chin.
Yeah, got him just right.
That Daniel Bryan is fantastic. He's whatever it is, Brian Danielson, whatever it is. The American Dragon. Anyways, Brian Keith jumped Eddie after the match. Hook came down, saved him, put him in the red rum, and it looks like they're teamed up. Now
I gotta say about Brian Danielson very quickly that if you watch this show, this guy says things that if Jim Ross said those same things, people would be up in arms. But Danielson gets away with it. If Jim Ross were spending the entire ladder match complaining that people weren't trying to get the belts, we'd still be hearing about it today. Brian does it, and it's like, they should have got it.
What if Jesse Ventura did it?
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
Well, I think he's still around. Anyways, I think they should put Big Bill with Hook and Eddie Kingston. I think they should somehow shift this to like a New York stable.
Hey, maybe they will.
Briscoe and MJF had this tax tables match. This was awesome. MJF avoided the tax at all costs.
Big hook kings.
While torturing Briscoe with them at the early portion of the match. Until finally, he got backdropped onto him. Big drama. They went through tables and tacks in virtually every way imaginable. Briscoe ended up hitting two big froggy bows, one through a table, one on top of a piece of one, and then drilled MJF with a J-driller and got the win.
This match was awesome.
Yeah.
Two straight bloody losses on two straight days for MJF here. Rough weekend.
You know what would have been awesome? Is if this show was split into 2 3-hour shows. It would have been like...
Actually, I would have been totally fine with Saturday and Sunday, 2 3-hour AEW shows.
These would have been awesome, 2 3-hour shows.
Yes.
Like, I felt like there just wasn't enough focus on some of the stuff, especially this next match, which I really enjoyed. Hurt Syndicate against The Demand, wild all over the place as it should have been.
Are you trolling everybody, or what are you doing here?
No, why? Nobody liked this?
I thought this match was fine. Bro, all I heard all day was this was the worst match on the show. This was worse than the Eddie Kingston match, which went 7 minutes and had a missed finish. I was like, dude, the match was fine.
Like, you could make that argument because it looked less polished, maybe. If you want your wrestling to look like it's somewhat cooperative, then maybe this one wasn't for you. Yeah, because these guys were beating each other up, running into each other. These are big dudes. And I loved it. Well, most of our big dudes, everybody except for Ricochet, who was the one that got the win with the spirit gun on MVP.
As both Lashley and Shelton were in the crowd, nowhere near the vicinity of the ring for this
show. They got wiped out.
Yeah.
Another match that apparently people were not too impressed with that I liked a lot.
I don't think anyone said that. I think everybody liked the match. The complaint was there was absolutely no heat for this match whatsoever. But in the ring, it was like a good match.
Well, I mean, it's in the middle of this long show. I mean, how far into the show were these people by now?
Well, this
hours?
Was also the one match where I think nobody thought that Riho had any chance whatsoever of winning. And they just watched it. I mean... There were other people, like, no one thought Dorado was going to win, but, like, he was so fantastic that they couldn't help but get into that match. But this, they were just kind of like, yeah, good match. Riho's back for her one-month hiatus every year, one-month appearance every year, and then she'll be gone again for 11 months and come back for a title match. It's a good match, though.
Yeah, Mercedes did a killer Meteora off the table. She later on won with the Moneymaker after she grabbed the ref, Stephon Smith, to distract him. She raked Rio's eyes, hit the, I don't even know what you call it. It's like a wheelbarrow face buster, and then the Moneymaker. You want to cover this Okada Takeshita match?
Yeah, Okada? I should. Somebody asked, I was busy responding. Someone on the chat said, did you hear from anyone who attended? Because usually they say it was quiet on TV, but they were going wild all night. Actually, ironically, on our board, there was a guy who was in the building, and the guy in the building said, this crowd's kind of sucked most of tonight. And then all of the people who weren't in the building were like, no, the crowd's great. They're awesome. They're awesome all night. I was like, actually, no. They're up and down all night, and they were not in a Mercedes and Riho. So Dorada, Takeshi, and Okada for the unified title. The story of the match is that they wanted to keep Takeshi and Okada largely away from each other until the end. So Dorada's in there with Takeshita, and he is out of this world. And then Takeshita ends up outside, and Dorada's in there with Okada. And Dorada is like the star of this match. This guy is absolutely unbelievable. They're selling great for this dude. And, like, early on, there's no heat because it's this guy that no one thinks can win against the two stars. But he is so great that they are going wild for this guy by the end of the match. And the first time Takeshita and Okada are in, it's like one spot and they're separated. Second time, it's like two quick spots, they're separated. Then they do the big thing at the end. They do a bunch of stuff. The place goes wild. And finally, Dorada tries a cradle. Takeshita hits a raging fire. Okada breaks it up, drop kicks Takeshita, and then hits Dorada with the Rainmaker and kind of half stole the pin. Like, Takeshita had the win, but Okada stole it from him. So they didn't do the full breakup here. They're still in the Don Callis family.
They're teaming this week, actually.
But they're doing a slow build to the big split, and this was a teaser.
How ironic is it?
This match was awesome.
After all this time, Brian, Okada on the way out, they didn't put over Shota Umino. They didn't put over Tsuji.
Nope.
Uemura, nobody. Nobody even got a chance. He buried Kaito Kiyomiya from Noah. Made him look like a chump. And at the end of the day, it's going to be DDT's homegrown Takeshita. That's the one that gets the win over
probably.
Him. I mean, honestly, Takeshita is the closest thing to Okada that we have.
Yes.
If you look at their histories, how young each of them started training. So it makes sense, but just ironic to me.
Moxie and Darby in the coffin match.
Oh, good God.
This was a different kind of crazy report? From the thumbtack match. They're both fine. Yeah. Well, we know Darby's fine because they did an angle 20 minutes later and he just jumped out of the thing like he was hadn't even been in a match.
Well, he was in it for like 30 minutes, so he had time to recover. He was playing dead.
In theory, there's no air in there.
He got Pac made his return. This match is insane, but Pac made his return and Razor's edged this guy over the top rope onto a coffin. Onto a coffin.
Yeah, everyone's freaking out about this spot, but when he lifted him up, I thought he was going to give him a Razor's Edge onto the floor. So when he landed on the actual coffin, I was like, oh, well, that's fine.
I don't know. That coffin was like dented before he landed on it. It was all tattered. His lower back is going to be killing him. Anyways, Mox put him in the coffin. One, later on backstage, Mox tells the Death Riders, get out of here. I don't even want you guys to see this. Tells the camera guy to leave. But as he does, Darby attacks him and burns him to death.
Yeah, burnt him to a crisp.
We had the women's four-way. This match was all over the place. Huge shock at the finish. Statlander pins Toni Storm with the seatbelt.
Yeah.
With Wheeler Yuta.
Loved it.
Wheeler freaking Yuta.
Yep.
With his finisher. The crowd was shocked. I was shocked. Did not expect this to be how they got the title off Tony.
Because they never do this, and they need to do it like once a year. I don't care if you don't like Statlander, or you don't think Jamie or Tony should have lost, or Jamie, whatever. They needed a shocker finish, and this
they
was
got it.
Yep, I thought it was awesome.
I was a big fan of it too. I just didn't expect it. I mean, I just assumed. After, you know, all the buildup that when her and Athena faced off, it was going to be Athena's time. I thought Athena was getting that belt. After she didn't, I just assumed we were in for a long, long Tony reign. But, hey, I was wrong, and I think things are going to work out better for it. I'm interested to see where she goes. Does she go right back into a title program? Does something else happen? Good stuff. The ladder tag match ruled. I don't know what else there is to say. Brodito won. Insane moves all over the place. Then we had the return of Jurassic Express, which the crowd was super into.
Golly.
As the Bucks were going to kill poor Jungle Boy.
Guys, you got to watch
the save.
Watch the reunion of the Jurassic Express and then watch the last 2 weeks of this acclaimed reunion. It's like, this is from the same company. Like, oh,
bro,
my
even
God.
Even the Christian and Cope reunion.
God.
Wasn't as good as this.
No.
One.
It's
it was
not
just
hard. Just
little,
give people what they used to love. That's
little
it.
Little subtle things in vignettes, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You could see the coat that Jungle Boy wears in the Luchasaurus vignette when he's getting brought back to life. Those things go a long way. And then we had the main event, the Hangman Adam Page defending his title against the porno star Kyle Fletcher. These guys killed each other for almost 40 minutes. Each man was selling their necks from the damage they were taking. Head drop city. Fletcher hit the brainbuster through a table once again. They kicked out of every big move you could think of, including an avalanche deadeye from Hangman. Looked like it folded and violated Fletcher. He followed it up with the buckshot lariat, retained the title, got the win, and celebrated just like we will do in the final segment after the break.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I do got to say that of all of the matches on that All Out show, the one where I was most concerned for people's well-being was actually the straight match main event, because these dudes were determined to do an Ibushi Naito match and just drop each other on their freaking heads over and over and over again from every crazy angle, from the apron to the floor. I was like, dude, I know Kyle woke up feeling fine today, but like, ask Tom. Ask Tom about his hip. Catches up to you, doesn't it, brother?
Listen, that avalanche Deadeye.
Off the
he may feel
the table.
Okay. No, the one off the top rope.
Oh, that one too, yeah.
That one. He may not have landed on his head, but the way he folded up surely is not good for your body. But
dude,
hey, when you're
folding,
25 years old.
God. Yeah.
You can get away with it. 26 years old.
Just think about, I mean, you know this, Tom, but like what you really don't want in jiu-jitsu is when you're in the guard to be stacked. Because your back rounding like that, that's a great way to just destroy your back. And, you know, he fell off the top, and he didn't even, like, land so much on his head like you noted, but he just totally bended and folded over. Like, that's a horrible landing. Somebody else landed like that.
Lanny Poffo.
Would you stop? You're an idiot. Are you aware of that? Do we have an award? Is there an Observer Award, biggest idiot?
Hey, in big wrestling news this weekend, Brian, Iran, the country of Iran, did a rare feat and won the big freestyle and Greco double world championships.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. Hey, listen, I got to get out of here. I can't take it. We're going to wrap it up. I'll be back tomorrow with Lance, tonight with Dave. Check out the Brian and Vinny show. We had two of them this weekend covering the WWE and AEW pay-per-views. Spent an hour and a half on both. Check it out. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.